For meatpoultry.com, I'm Ryan McCarthy, Digital Media Associate Editor. After wholesale meat was their bread and butter for decades, Whittingham Meats of Alsip, Illinois, has changed its operation to almost exclusively retail sales in its location during the first 2 months of the coronavirus pandemic. In this episode of the podcast, you will hear from Bobby Whittingham, Vice President of Whittingham Meats, on what it took for the family business to shift its operational strategy entirely. Then we discuss what precautions Whittingham is taking with its workers inside their shop. Next, we talk about how they are keeping retail customers safe and even offering delivery for folks who can't leave their house. Finally, Whittingham discusses how his local community around the south side of Chicago has embraced the change to help them through the transition. It's a wide-ranging conversation about a meat business adapting when it's faced with ongoing challenges on a day-to-day basis during these very volatile times. Take a listen, and we hope you enjoy it. If you want more information about Whittingham Meats, take a look at a feature on the company that Meat and Poultry wrote in July 2019. It will be in the podcast show notes. Well, first of all, Bobby, tell me a little bit about Whittingham Meats and how a wholesale company is switching now entirely or mostly into retail in this short period of time.
Right. So, like the majority of our, all of our competitors in the area right now switching over to retail now that, you know, a lot of places are ultimately the majority of our wholesale accounts shut down, wholesale partners shut down, and, having to transfer everything over to retail right now. It's a process, no doubt about it, but it's necessary entirely, because a lot of people are not even able to go out to eat anymore. Some people who aren't really used to cooking at home, you see, people coming into our retail or through our website right now that aren't used to cooking really too. And just a lot of inquiries about, how do I cook this product, or what's the best way to do this? I'm not really familiar with cooking because we typically go out to eat. You'd be surprised the amount of people who are actually inquiring about cooking instructions and whatnot, more than ever before, right? Just because of the change. But I think with our facility in general, the change is very drastic. I think everybody having to have the proper PPEs and keeping those on hand, especially new PPEs, because it can, they can go bad in the matter of a couple of days. And, take it from me, they definitely go bad in a matter of 2 days or so. So you got to keep those on hand as much as possible for everybody, and making sure they're coming, leaving the facility, and implementing just new restrictions, right, for everybody. That's hard for everybody, that people aren't used to, and that are the norm. So it's hard to get everybody on board with it too. We find a little trouble with that because some people think it's a hoax, or some people think some of the employees think it's whatever, but it's a matter of keeping everybody safe. So making that a point to get everybody into the facility with masks on and leaving the facility with masks, right?
What's what's the specific PPE that you guys are requiring for everybody right now?
So we had M95s for a bit. I mean, in the beginning when it was, not as, right when they shut down the restaurants, I tried to get on it immediately. And, luckily our insurance company was able to provide a good amount of M95s for a while. But, now it's kind of just medical masks that are, they're not M95s, but they're, I think the CDC or the or WHO has found them to be a decent replacement for the M95s. Obviously sure. Not going to have the same effect, but so we, luckily our insurance company, like I said, they've really helped us out with good inventory on that, you know, stocking us up with those more generic masks. So everybody's able to get fresh masks every 2 days or 3 days. And, you know, we have a physical walk-in retail as well. We had to cut down to 2 to 4 people, right? Walking in, you know, walk-ins.
Right.
And they, you know, required to wear a mask. We put plexiglass up around our cashier, you know, just as any grocery store would, right?
Right.
Walk-in grocery store, but just trying to, you know, we're still accepting cash, which, you know, for up to me, probably wouldn't be, but, you know, really just trying to keep a distance and keep our employees safe as well as the customers. You know, no one's allowed to touch the product.
For sure.
Right.
So. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are going to have to, or what you guys are doing from a retail's perspective. Do you have to market yourselves any differently, or has it been a pretty good word of mouth around the Chicago area to come and find you guys?
Yeah. It's been interesting with having to almost, you know, rebrand to these or start catering to the retail customers wholeheartedly, you know, solely, basically, you know, because through online, you know, just our website, you know, we started offering the free delivery service to try to keep people at home because, you know,
right.
Lori Lightfoot is very keen on stay home right now. So trying to keep everybody, you know, staying true to that and being at home, especially the elderly, you know, a lot of the majority of our customers are elderly, especially walk-ins, and even them coming to our physical store, it's hard to see, you know, because if it were my grandparents, I would want to keep them at home. But, you know, just trying to push, social media posts have been huge for us. Right. So, you know, the time that I would probably be taking to, you know, meet with our wholesale accounts is obviously out, you know, out the door right now. And, you know, a lot of my time is freed up. So I'm able to, you know, focus on a lot of the rebrand, not rebranding, but revising and kind of touch-ups on the website to make it more user-friendly and, you know, pushing ads on Instagram and Facebook. I swear the maybe 80% of our orders are coming through Facebook ads right now, which are incredible, but it's crazy to see the number of orders, or, you know, the number of customers, that new customers even, who are coming to us through word of mouth, right? Like,
yeah,
the word spread, especially the South Side, you know, they've just been so great in coming together. Evergreen Park, I mean, Crestwood, like Mount Greenwood, all of these South Side neighborhoods are really spreading the word, just word of mouth. And, you know, about our free delivery, I think, you know, the Corona Care packages as well have really helped us out in getting product out there for a lot of these like pre-packed packages for our customers, because, you know, our website, we offer basically almost everything that we do in our walk-in retail, but, you know, I've always wanted to start a subscription type of, you know, butcher box, but like locally sourced meat instead of this frozen product coming in. So it's given me time to really focus on that. And, you know, we created a three-tier box system where, you know, it's changing weekly, that, you know, we have a $70, $100, $150 box right now. And I think a lot of people are taking to that. Not, you know, they don't have to navigate through the website, but it has all the essentials: your chicken, your pork, your beef, your deli meat sometimes, your bacon, you know.
Right.
So it's a variety, you know. And at first it was kind of like, what is available? We had to almost, you know, when everybody was really stocking up, when all the restaurants first closed, it was, we launched the boxes, and it was really hard to keep up with the inventory because, you know, or the product in general, because, I mean, things were flying off the shelf. Like,
demand was there for it.
Demand was there, and the supply was short, very short, you know, so, and it showed. So, you know, we were luckily able to catch up to the supply, and, you know, it was, you know, it's just audibles on a whim, right? It was really just trying whatever to get our name out there for the customers in the Chicagoland area and Illinois in general, you know, just trying to get it everywhere right now.
Hear from the experts in the industry on the Meat and Poultry Podcast. The latest news, trends, technologies, and people in the world of meat and poultry processing delivered right into your ears. Listen every Friday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was curious what you and your dad, Rick, have had to do on a daily basis. How would you describe what you guys are having to do to make sure the operations are going day to day right now?
I would say, you know, basically wearing many hats and knowing each other is going to have to wear many hats. So adapting to that. So he's more focusing on the supply right now. I mean, at first, you know, he's ordering in the product, making sure the product's in, and we're brainstorming and just making sure we're keeping up to date with the new boxes and creating new boxes. And, you know, it's entirely switched over to these boxes, right? Because we're probably doing around 120 to 150. I think the other day we just did about 200 too, now that, you know, the news about a lot of these major meat processors has come out, you know, the people are trying to stock up again. So, yeah. You know, we're back to about like the same numbers we were doing with the, you know, when they first shut down the restaurants. So I think just staying up to date with that, what's available right now, especially. Yeah. I think a lot of it is just monitoring our employees too. A huge part of it right now is just me making sure that everybody is really keeping a distance, especially with all these plants being shut down. It's more pertinent than ever to just be sure everybody is maintaining a distance, and, you know, that our managers are watching everybody to be sure that everybody's okay. And, you know, if you don't feel good, don't come in at all. And you know,
right.
Keeping up with the employees, and that's a job in itself, really. And I think just monitoring the website, you know, our e-tail website is something that was kind of on the back burner before, or, you know, not really the back burner, but it wasn't the main focus, obviously. And now it's our sole focus. So, you know, every day I'm having to monitor customer messages over social media that have, there's been a ridiculous influx. I mean, website traffic has gone up, I think 20,000% or something since from March to April. I was just looking at the Shopify analytics. It was ridiculous. Just the keeping up with the website, making sure it's up to date, making sure everybody's answered, making sure everybody's orders are getting out. You know, if something was missed, like making sure that's taken care of, that customer's taken care of. And it's a scramble every day. Like, I wish I had a solid answer for it.
No,
really. But
I think that's the reality that we're hearing from everybody. And it's interesting to hear your guys' perspective and how innovative you guys are trying to be in this time and trying to keep up with the demand. And I think the biggest thing we wanted to say, and I want you to talk a little bit about this, is how important it is that people are helping out the local people in this situation right now. How big is it for you guys to getting so much local help when everybody, you know, everybody's suffering right now, but keeping a local business alive has got to be a great thing for you guys right now.
Absolutely, man. And I think it's just like help me help you type of situation, you know, where the community comes together for this, and they, you know, the word's getting out about boxes, and I have, you know, family members, friends, and, you know, let alone community members coming in and being like, hey, we heard about these boxes, we want to support you guys. And chefs even too, man. It's ridiculous. Like, these guys are out of work. A lot of the guys who are, you know, some of my great friends who I work with every day, you know, some of these bigger names in Chicago even too, like, just come. And I got to shout out Joe Flom. He's been great for us, man. Like, he's just, he obviously a Southside legend, but he's been pushing our name out there, and they've been really, like, you know, it gets me emotional to even talk about it, because they've just been such a huge help getting out, because they have such a great social following, right? So,
yeah,
you know, they have been an incredible help for them, or for us, or for, you know, the retail processing these boxes. And, you know, I can't thank these dudes enough. It's crazy to see, you know, them coming through for us when we need them. And I think us coming, you know, it's just a help me help you situation across the board in the industry and the community right now, like everybody trying to come together to support local right now. And I'm trying to do the same with, you know, if there's a lot of our guys doing carry out, I mean, Danny Espinoza downtown just opened up a restaurant, and he had to entirely switch his full operation around. And now he's doing these tamales that are just ridiculous. I mean, we had him, my family had him the other day, but just trying to support, you know, the guys who are grinding in the trenches like us, just trying to, you know, get some cash flow in right now while we get through this, right?
Sure. Well, it's great to hear that you guys were able to adapt so much. And I think one of the things our listeners will be really interested to hear about is how big social has played in into getting all this out. And I'm happy to hear that that's happened. I got a couple more for you, Bobby. Tell me a little bit more about the protections that you're doing to give your customers that are still coming into the store. I know you mentioned the butcher boxes, or not butcher boxes, but things like butcher box,
right?
That you're doing with free delivery. How are you able to protect your customers coming in? I know you said the plexiglass and stuff, but how many people are able to come in at a time? Are you letting into the store right now
when they? Yeah. Come? So at first it was two, and then we realized we had a lot more space in there than we thought. So it's four, and they're required to wear a mask. That, you know, they can't come in if they don't have a mask on. And they're, you know, no one is allowed to touch the product. I actually have, I don't know if you've seen the memes of Lori Lightfoot, our mayor, going around, but I actually have like a Lori Lightfoot, a fat head on our board, and it's like, don't touch the product. It's been like a big thing in the Chicago area right now, but
that's
like,
funny.
Nobody's allowed to touch the product. And I think, it's, you know, people have been, really, you know, following the rules, the quick rules that we had to establish and restrictions that we had to establish. I mean, every once in a while you get people kind of, I don't know, it's force of habit. You just want to grab it, see what kind of piece of meat you got. Right. But like, I think, you know, it's, people have been following it for the most part. I mean, I haven't really heard anything bad coming of that, or, you know, of anybody really not following it. But I mean, other than that, we if the line's out the door, and if you don't have a mask, I mean, our butchers are coming out there and helping people out in the, you know, in the parking lot even.
Okay.
Too. It's kind of, we'll have people 6 feet apart, obviously, and people are really following that as well. You know, my dad actually just took a photo the other day on Facebook of everybody. I mean, I set up a few X's to keep people 6 feet apart, but people are kind of just doing it too, you know, like trying to help each other out. So, you know, that's, you know, putting down those little X's was crucial. And, you know, really just trying to promote card as most, you know, as much as we can, but, you know, still accepting cash. But I think in the cutting room as well, just keeping everybody up to date with the PPEs, you know, making sure everybody has a fresh one and a fresh mask every 2 days. And, you know, the gloves, I was recently reading articles on gloves and whatnot, and a lot of them are saying you're better off without gloves and whatnot. But I think, you know, we still have our guys with gloves on them, you know, changing them as frequently as possible.
Gotcha.
You know, if they go by, or if they go grab product, or, you know, from the cooler, if they're coming back into the cooler, like I'm trying to keep our managers on them about just changing gloves as consistently as possible, you know, regardless of the news that we've been reading, or, you know, whatever might be out there about the gloves right now.
Gotcha. Well, Bobby, last thing I wanted to get you, and I appreciate the time. This is really good to get some information from, a local place right now on this. What do you think? It's obviously hard to predict day to day on this, but what are you expecting, you know, for the next few weeks now, when you guys have kind of gotten into the rhythm of whatever coronavirus is going to be doing right now? And it's probably going to be the new normal for you guys for a while, I would think.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, what is the mentality thinking, how, you know, how it will be moving forward, right?
It's hard for any of us to predict, but I was just kind of serious if how you're feeling about it.
Yeah, I guess overall it's stressful every day with having to adapt daily in that sense. But I think it's also refreshing to see how much the community has our back in that sense. And, you know, that, you know, how quickly they jumped on these Corona packages as well. So I think, you know, it's awesome to see people staying home and really utilizing the free delivery service. And I think, you know, it's crushing to see all of these restaurants go down right now. And a lot of these guys are really just trying to adapt just as we are. Right. But, you know, I think it truly is when the going get tough, the tough get going, as cliche and, you know, kind of corny as it sounds, but when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I think how you adapt and how you respond in the community. I mean, we have a massive responsibility in the community and in helping them out. So I think, you know, and that's been my motto since day one, since we had to make the change on the 13th, the Friday the 13th, is just, how are you going to adapt daily? And it's going to be a daily adaptations and trying to make those changes. And, you know, we're accepting that challenge. And I think we want to continue to, you know, we have a great thing going right now with these Corona packages, knock on wood, you know, luckily. And I think we're just going to continue to improve this process and improve the boxes and improve customer service and improve our userability through our website, you know. So it's just taking the challenge head on, I think, just as anybody else is, right?
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, Bobby. I really appreciate it. And it's
great chatting again. Absolutely, man. It's good seeing you again, man. We'll definitely be in touch.
All right.
Make sure to check out the latest stories from the magazine and online at meatpoultry.com. Also follow us on social media on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, all by searching at Meat Poultry. And if you like what you heard, please leave a rating and review. It really helps us. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.